This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A convoy from the International Committee of the Red Cross carrying hostages crossed on Wednesday, who were held by Hamas amidst an agreement to exchange hostages and prisoners between Israel and U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas. Several Palestinian prisoners were released in exchange for the release of hostages during the ceasefire agreement, the final day of a two-day extension of a truce in the Gaza war. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Wednesday he would work with Israelis during his trip to Israel in the coming days to see if a temporary ceasefire that has been in place and allowed hostages kidnapped by Hamas to go free could be extended. Speaking at a press conference in Brussels following a NATO meeting, Blinken said the continuation of the pauses would mean more hostages to be freed and more assistance getting into Gaza. The top American diplomat will soon make his third visit to Israel since the start of the war. A U.S. military aircraft went down off the coast of Japan. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
U.S. officials at Yokota Air Base in western Tokyo say they are still confirming details after an Air Force Osprey tiltrotor aircraft crashed in the sea less than a mile off the eastern coast of southern Japan. The number of occupants was revised downward but then restored to 8 at last report. One male crew member recovered from the ocean has been pronounced dead. According to Japanese officials, local news agencies quoted a witness who reported seeing fire coming from the Osprey's left engine and an explosion before it fell. There have been a number of fatal accidents involving Ospreys in the last several years, most recently 3 deaths and at least 5 serious injuries in August during a multinational training exercise in Australia. I'm Jennifer King.
Find more on these stories on our website at voanews.com. This